T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday, 22nd of June, 2018. This is the Real KNC. Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
I must say, a very dejected Curtis.
I leave here and people are like, you get to produce Dennis and Callahan. I'm like, I wouldn't wish this job on my worst enemy.
You've been down from time to time and the time I've known you, but this is, you're like rock bottom here.
Shoot the ball, dummy!
Sizing it up.
Oh, 20 bucks!
What a loser. He hit the second shot he took, so he went one for the next 28.
With about 10 air balls.
Classic Curtis
joke. Can you get quicker? No, no.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to knock down like five in a row. God, that was pathetic.
And you were high-flying after that Ted Sarandis-inspired...
Thanks to Ted Sarandis.
13th overall pick of BC's Jerome Robinson.
Massive night for the Eagles.
Once again, it is... Bowerty. Take a bow, Boston College defense.
I go all in everything I do.
That's a lie.
So if I don't win... I am down in the dumps. You've heard me in this room after winning Battle of the Brainless.
Yes!
Top of the world. And when I lose, when I don't come through, especially when I have such a good start.
Are we starting?
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
Good.
0-1.
0-1. Yes! You can see it?
Yes, he hit one.
I can't see it.
Wow!
Is he 1-2?
Jerry's ahead of me. 1-2.
I think Mutt's got a word for that.
What do they call that in horse racing, Mutt?
Good start, yeah.
It's disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, 1-2. Now, reset here.
Just 1 second. Just in case you jumped in here this morning, this is the Kirk and Callahan Show. My name is Kirk Minahan. We're broadcasting live on 93.7 WEEI, all over New England. And if you have the app, all over the world, really, which is exciting. It is 6:05 still, yes.
The newest draft pick of the Celtics was 2 for 30 from 3.
Jerry was knee deep in those
Texas
stats.
A&M, yeah.
Yes.
2 for 30 in his career from 3-point land and a 43% free throw shooter. So you know all those big guys that are knocking down threes now, including Aaron Baines?
Yes.
He's not one of them.
He was talking to Casey Smith about that at dinner.
Oh, well, she was captivated by that.
She's a big Aggie, yeah.
Gronk is going to Gronk.
So anyway, we got the idea. Late in the show, Curtis is going to go out and see if he can do better.
Right.
Then Mr. Williams.
Air ball.
Another air ball.
He always did that 1-for-8 range. You starting to get nervous
yes.
or no?
Yes, he's getting nervous.
Why is he? He should pick one spot and shoot from it. Oh,
another
God.
Another air ball. Wait. Jesus. That thing was.
One for nine. 1 for 10.
Can't you measure it up after a while?
How many is he taking? 20?
2 for 30.
If you take 30, you get tired. It's you, remember.
It's been exactly a year. The last time I shot hoops was at the hotel by the Travelers when Mutt was shit-faced.
I'm thrilled, man. Thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
So that was this week, 1 year ago.
Clearly, Mutt was shit-faced because he had texted in to Kirk, don't underestimate Curtis at basketball.
Right.
So he must have saw you last year.
Well, I mean, saw me. You. I mean, his eyes were somewhat open.
Mutt tweeted out, I like a ball with some use, though. Mutt tweeted out that Curtis is a surprisingly good shooter. How does he know that?
No idea.
Okay.
I find that hard to believe.
He's not a liar, though, Mutt. I mean, except for the cop asking him he's been drinking.
Maybe he was
other
drunk.
Other than that.
When he thinks Curtis. Well, they shot hoops at the holiday, or the whatever hotel we were in.
Oh, is that what it was?
But it was one of those places with free beer at happy hour.
Oh, free.
Because I showed up a little later than those guys, and Mutt was at like his 8th beer.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and it was, it was Buzz Mutt.
Right.
And it was funny, because he was, hey!
Right.
And they had just come in from shooting hoops.
Oh, Jesus.
So Mutt had one hand.
I was never, like, a hoop shooter when I was drunk.
Me either.
That's right after I bared my soul about my alcoholism. We were out shooting hoops, and he's FaceTiming Carter, like, sneaking freaking Boilermakers.
Talk to me, drunk or sober.
It was very odd.
Were you on that day, or no? And Mutt was just off of that.
I mean, I played basketball. I mean, I can shoot. I mean, not great, obviously.
I've already had three chip witches. We had a shameless plug for them during the show. They brought in Big League.
Beat her, Big League.
The CEO came in and dropped off like eight packages of chip witches. You missed that.
Thanks to whoever. We're not sure who brought in those chip witches for us. Huh?
We do. CEO of Crave Better Foods came in, personally delivered it.
Wow,
so.
Crave Better Foods. Thanks for them.
All right,
so make sure everyone gets a bunch of those.
What are they called?
They're in the freezer.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, why'd you let me get a peanut butter sandwich? I would have had six of those.
Go ahead. Keep eating it, fat boy.
So anyway, so you're down. You're pretty pissed about it.
Well, it is Friday.
Yeah.
And I thought the week was excellent.
Great question.
It would have been perfect for me had I won. And
not only would have been perfect, we would have had good weekend back in the fall. Oh, that was a stake.
Honest to God, that was in the back of my mind more than anything else, that I had in my hands the balance I carried of the future of good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it ate at me.
That's a great solid last segment of the week right there. And that also means, unfortunately, the good weekend is on the shelf.
Damn.
That's part
Curtis.
Of the... It's part of the issue.
Well, I felt a little bit bad about taking Jerry's 20, so it affected my decision-making on what we went out with. So it was either Trenny talking about something, which is what we eventually went with, her discussing Iran and World Cup soccer.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
All right, yes. We'll see you on Monday morning. Midday Guys up next.
And Grant Wall from Sports Illustrated / Fox doing a story on the human rights issues there and how women aren't even able to go to matches to watch them there. I have a friend who's Iranian, and she really struggles. She wants to root for her home country. She was born in the United States.
But Kirk said, "What? How about anything from Jerry's terrible solo segment yesterday with you chiming in?
They said, we're going to go full open borders. Then you end up with lunatics like Jay Gonzalez, who just joined us.
Very reasonable, I thought. Pretty well spoken.
You do. So you support sanctuary state, open
I don't
borders.
Sanctuary states.
You don't want to cooperate with the federal authorities. You don't want to use the National Guard
to protect
the borders.
But he's right that Baker's been complicit.
Baker changed his mind. Baker
yesterday,
refused.
That was after what?
No,
20?
It was a couple days ago. And after he changed his mind,
I thought it was actually a fine segment.
Should I divulge the text that I got from Kirk during
Absolutely.
That segment? So about 4 minutes into the Jerry and Ken show yesterday, I got a text from Kirk.
Yeah, I bought me these special heels for
no.
Just got a text from Hannon. Got $30 million a year extension.
I guess that's true.
We had two whack controls, and with the second one again, you were out on the road. You missed Henry Lake.
I'm saying that I'm just kind of like over it. Like, I'm not saying that this person's the worst human being on
but you're planet. But you're over what, though? Your admiration for him as a player is gone now?
I'm over my admiration for him as a player because we can sit here and make it seem as though, like...
Well, you think McHale was a great player. I think he's one of the 20 best players of all time. So, I admired him, I guess, in the way that you admire players. So he went to a rally and watched the president speak. And because he did that, he was in attendance somewhere you no longer admire him as a basketball player?
Well, I wouldn't say as a basketball player.
Does that make sense?
Player,
but that's what you just laid out. No. Like, so what are you saying?
But I'm talking about maybe as a person.
But how about the buzz for the Kelly Scaletta interview Thursday?
Awesome. That was absolutely spectacular.
I don't think he'll ever coach again.
You just said
I
there.
Just don't think he can have a lock.
You just said there were lots of coaches who are Republicans, right? You admit that.
But I don't think lots
Kelly,
of Republicans.
Who do you think? Who do you think those
Trump
Republican coaches voted for?
A racist.
Our goal is to find compelling stories, sound, and people for the guys to react to. But there is no show in America that you could present that same person to and get that result.
It's nothing to do with Democrats.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Yes, go ahead. Knock yourself out. Take your time.
So
take your time.
You wanted me to interview.
Go ahead. Go ahead. We're saying answer the question, Kelly. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, it's kind of hard when you keep yelling over me.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason is...
Answer the question, would you please?
Shut up.
I'm trying to.
Okay,
I'm trying
my fault.
Go ahead, Kelly. Go ahead, Kelly. Let him go.
The
go
reason
ahead.
Is...
All the
that...
time is yours. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The combustion of Jerry and Kirk interrupting, and Jerry saying, make America great again.
Jerry interrupting.
We're going to make America safe again.
I like this.
We're
going to
make America strong again.
This is great.
We're going to make America great again.
And you know you've been beaten in this argument, so now you've just got to sit there and result to personal attacks. You are a pathetic excuse for humanity.
I love you. I love you.
Well, find yours. Very special place in hell. Goodbye.
It's so awesome to be in the middle of that, sitting there, listening to that, and you know it's going to be the talk of the day across Boston.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you are incapable of having a logically honest argument.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair criticism.
Those are rare. You know, we had that about three or four times during the Flategate with these people.
Well, here's a question. Will there be a name that we know?
Yes. Yes. You
but
know why?
Not many.
Oh, George Diaz.
Again. Will there be a name that we know?
What are you talking
was that
about?
On the air?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Brady media members that were killed by this.
Nobody knows who George Diaz is.
No, A, no one knows
who
he is. And B,
what happened? Moved on.
What happened to him?
Context. What do you mean? What happened to George Diaz?
There was always the John factor in those, but Dino, where he'd like try and pivot back or you know get in the way a little bit. Or
when two people talk at once, you can hear nothing out there.
Tangway tried to smooth things over when we were on remote at the Super Bowl.
Andrew Wolkin from USA Today. That would have been excellent if Tangway didn't do that.
In Boston. Okay, but I think sports talk radio in general is bad.
But that's fine. I don't disagree. Most sports talk radio is bad. We agree on that. Yeah. But you have nothing to compare it to. You don't listen to radio in Boston. You just said that. So how would
so
you
know?
So
the only people who can comment about sports talk radio
if you're
going to
write particular to Boston,
Boston,
Dan, you should know what Boston radio is other than three stories on Deadspin in 2 years. Okay. I mean, you got to be better than that, no? Are you this
opinion?
Lousy a writer all the time? This is the best you got?
I'm going to...
I mean, is this... Shut up. Is this all you have?
Well, no, slow your roll. You know, everybody that you mentioned in there, and that's fair, you were accurate. You talked about...
No, but... Hang on, you talked
about Roy Halladay,
Jesus,
right?
We're having a fight, and it's just like...
Well, I'm trying to help him out here. I mean...
Yesterday was just... It was awesome.
That was awesome.
Of course, that was one of the highlights of the last couple of days. The other may have been the final segment of 6 o'clock hour today when Paul from Michigan checked in about his ice cream sandwiches, which led to the Chipwich being delivered, I guess. But
I'm laying in bed.
I'll just ask you a question. What do you wear when you sleep? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing... It's chilly up here today.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm wearing sweatpants.
Why don't you slip those off right now while we're talking?
Maybe I will.
What are you going to do when you're done watering the lawn? When the lawn's...
I'm going to go into the TV room and eat ice cream sandwiches. And
that sounds like a great day, doesn't it? That's what they do on the border, these migrant kids.
I have a full life.
That was about an 8-minute call. That was like a Mustard and Johnson special there.
Would you trade for Manny Machado if you only could
Machado?
Get him? Yeah, Machado. Yeah.
Paul's a star.
I don't think he's going away. He has been. He's got more Twitter followers than OMF, which isn't saying much. But
wow,
he is everywhere on Twitter. He's tweeting about Trump this, Trump that. He's DMing me pictures of his pharmacy tag.
He's a hustler.
Big plans this weekend?
Aside from church,
sure.
Nothing.
That's it.
Nothing.
You have nothing to do this weekend.
How many ice cream sandwiches will you eat today?
Well, how many ice cream sandwiches could you eat if there was no limit?
I will eat on an average day. Six.
Of course, this week we had potential for the return of Alex Reamer. It was promoted loosely.
We're back tomorrow. Believe me, we'll update this story as well. It's Jerry, myself, Ken, Chris, and Alex Reamer joins the show again tomorrow for the first time.
I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. He will be here. Well, if they let him on, they let him on, but he will be here. I know that. Jerry, back tomorrow morning at 6 with Alex Reamer?
Yeah.
You feel confident?
No.
No, neither.
Not at all.
All right, we'll see tomorrow at 6.
And then it did not happen.
No.
You know, we thought there might be an adverse reaction there, but he was kind of took it in stride.
No big deal. I talked to Alex yesterday. I called Alex. He called me. I called him back. I went for a run. He called me three times in the 40 minutes in between. This guy is dying to be on the air.
But you know it goes much deeper than that, though, Kirk.
I know, and he cares, and he wants to do it.
Not sure what that's about.
We were in the middle of a four straight mutt stretch, which is going to put anybody to the test.
We're just going to get the show canceled.
God.
Throw strikes, dummy.
Brutal. And Monday, Mutt spoke so much that I don't even think he had a voice for Tuesday,
oh, man,
so we needed Reamer.
Mutt brought the hammer on the Cullen situation Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it'll be nice to have a third person in tomorrow.
I know.
You guys didn't have one today, yeah.
Hmm? What?
You didn't have one today?
No, I had some.
Nope.
Yeah, good.
I don't know who talked more about Cullen, Mutt or Jim and Marjorie this week.
Jeez, John Henry calling. Back up, Mutt.
Mutt here.
Trenny was back in spirit this week anyway. Kirk managed to navigate a 2-minute answer that she had with Jim and Marjorie as Trenny. It's a good impression. Bosses liked it, I thought.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Another person who means the entire world to me, a good friend of mine, Kevin Spacey. Somebody else I like. I never had a problem. I did some work for Miramax. Haven't watched it. I ran that guy. I was an extra in 1987 on a Cosby show, and Bill Cosby couldn't have been more gentleman and more professional. He's much nicer than Kirk and Jerry. I have other friends as well. John Tamara, a good friend of mine. I like Al Rea. I like Rob Bradford. I like, who else? Mark James, another guy. And somebody else who I really, really like as well, who's a really good friend of mine, who's my really good person at ASPN.
Just pure speculation, but you can't blame him.
Oh, that's it. She didn't have the rest of the time to do it.
Oh, that was a lot of friends.
It's a lot of friends.
We always wonder what side of the Charles she's running on. Is it the Memorial Drive side or is it the Starro Drive?
I ran on the Cambridge side of the Charles today.
Imagine being that self-involved that you think a single solitary soul gives two shits which side of the Charles you ran on. Oh, my God. I don't even think Pudge would listen to that.
And Pudge, as we know... Good segue.
And that's a segue into our next topic.
Doesn't have to listen to screaming kids anymore, as we found out.
Yes,
in an electric
the green
start
blue, big stuff.
To the Wednesday show, yeah.
Have you ever heard of this? Green glue because your place is too noisy.
No.
Good morning.
How long did it take? You had to move out.
It was a month.
A month. They spent.
But your parents were in Florida, right?
Right, so I stayed at their place.
He spent a month away so they could seal it up so he couldn't hear the neighbors.
How much did it cost?
$25,000? Yes.
What about earplugs?
I would have guessed more.
What about this little noise machine, which I have? Dino gave me one to block out the noise.
I don't like those, yeah.
The line that just got me was when they were saying that, you know, Chris's dad is sitting around somewhere and they're saying, you know, all our kids, my kid's a lawyer, my kid's a doctor, and Curtis's dad says his son's a great stapler and he's showing promise. Like, I couldn't stop laughing at that. So it was the self-deprecating aspect of me that I enjoyed.
And don't you picture all the other, like, it's John, right?
Yes.
You know, successful to get the other, his friends who are that age, they have dinner and they talk about what their sons are doing. Oh, my son's a lawyer. My son's a doctor, and the parents are probably like, how's Chris doing?
He's famous.
No, he's a stapler.
He's doing really well. He's
in the radio business.
He was in East Boston yesterday.
He's stapled.
Stapling is really good now.
And at the bodegas Tuesday. That was a perfect job. That was our segment of the day.
Went to the next store, Los Paisanos. This one was a little dicey. They didn't really speak English.
Neither do you, though, so it's
worked out well.
We were communicating on a different level.
Right.
And so I tried a little, I said, Sabes Kevin Cullen, and they still had no idea what
What's Sabes?
Do you know?
I had to Is look that how it's pronounced?
Point. Not really.
No.
Sabes?
S-A-B-E-S.
Okay.
Please tell me.
I was communications and psychology.
tell me you taped this.
You should have brought an intern to Facebook Live this whole thing, by the way.
That's true.
That's okay. Go ahead. You did plenty of work. No problem. Go ahead.
So I walked in there. They had no idea.
Sabes Alvarado?
Yeah. And then I said, do you know MS-13? And they started going, yes. So they knew what that was. But then I think part of me thinks that they thought I was an undercover cop or something. They were a little weirded out by me.
You give off that vibe for sure.
Yeah, I was very professional.
Right, you're real.
I have been called on to do Ireland and a overly masculine man.
Oh, man. I was loving those this week.
On the line right now, we have Butch. Butch from Woober.
Yeah, we got Mac.
Hey, Butch.
What's up?
Reamer is so lame.
Why don't you like him?
All he talks about is men's butts.
Okay.
Do you like men?
I remember watching that brain operate.
Do you like men there, Russell? I'll call him Russell.
No, I love the ladies.
Your impersonations this week were spot on.
Good morning.
Irish, we had the Spanish, the bodega.
Should go.
What was that?
You should go that.
Pronunciation of Sabes.
Sabes Kevin Cullen.
Did we even come to any conclusion as whether you even Sabes said correct?
Sabes is about an object, not a person.
Oh, okay.
Conoces is a person.
I am en fuego.
I had personal one-on-one Spanish in ninth grade. I had my own teacher a whole year.
Wow.
Wow.
Personal tutor. Oh, you lived in Europe.
Because my school was only 15 people in my entire ninth grade at this American school outside of London.
Case number one. Who is guilty for the Red Sox slow start? John Farrell or Dave Dombrowski?
And I was the only person at this level of Spanish. So I had a personal teacher.
You were like fluent?
Like I was like awesome in Spanish. Awesome.
What a bunch of idiots.
And I couldn't even say, do you know? Say Sabes like a freaking moron.
What morons?
Later in the show, might have been our show, our segment of the day Tuesday, I thought, was the Charlotte Wilder mean tweet segment.
Oh, awesome.
Where Kirk and Jerry were reacting to some of their difficult social media moments they've gotten here in the last year.
To Kirk.
It just hurts too much.
From Mace Wiener, 47.
Mace is a wild man.
This isn't good.
Shut the F up, Kirk, about your stupid dead parents. Get cancer.
He will. Don't worry, Mace.
Makes you feel better, I will. Oh. Really nice. You know what? Can we do it like they did? Can you do it one more time? I want a second take on that. Thanks.
Right. Yeah.
Shut the F up about your stupid dead parents. Die.
My mom died a year ago Friday.
And, of course, Monday we handled the Cullen news dump from the previous week gracefully. I thought we did that well.
Kevin extensively quotes an East Boston bodega operator named Alvarado without providing his first name. Everything attributed to him may be accurate, but it's hard for anyone to judge the reliability of the information without going to Maverick Square to find him. Gee, I don't know. Maybe you could do that? Isn't that your job?
Maverick Square is in Boston. This is the Boston Globe.
I mean,
they have three people working on it.
All right, fine. You know, it's just a first name. We have no way of proving it's true or not. It may be right. It may be wrong. But what are we supposed to do?
schlubbing to Maverick Square and find out who this guy is?
How many bodegas do you think
are in? You're freaking newspaper reporters. Jesus. What are we supposed to do? Go in and, like, I don't know, like, do work?
They can't
hire Chris Curtis. He'd find them in 5 minutes.
We were talking about political Ordway before the show today.
Nobody's to the right of Jerry Callahan. I mean,
well, I got to help my boy Jerry Callahan out right now. Right. Did you vote for Trump?
I did vote for Trump. I did not vote for him in the primary. That's not what we ask, Glenn. We don't care.
I'm a Rubio guy.
I was a Cruz guy. But who cares? Now I'm a Trump guy.
Marco Rubio, I've said that on
this
air.
Then he talks about how much he loves McCain.
So proud of himself. He had the guts to say vote for Rubio on the air. Wow.
When did he say that?
Big balls.
Can you keep playing? And then he says, oh, I love McCain. I love Romney.
That Bobby Jindal's got good ideas.
I like political Ordway. It's not as good as Slur Your Speech Ordway or...
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
Billy Bob Ordway is still pretty good.
Their defense is going to be really good.
At least you can take the weekend off. I will get to work.
I know.
3 games at Fenway this weekend.
What is
big.
This, a jumbo mini set? How are you going
to
call
it? It's
this?
Like a vacation. Tim, Memorial Day Monday, David Price is pitching. I'm listening to you guys, of course, and I've decided tonight I'm getting the grill out.
Well, that is a great idea. Pitch is fouled off. We will not have the grill on the south side of Chicago.
I know what you'd be cooking up, though.
I think so.
Got the Mutt suite, got his locker, got to move in with Joe and Tim.
You and Dr. McGillicuddy's going to be hanging out in that suite.
Hold on. My phone is pulling up. It's postseason.
All right. I'm going to Milton's for Men. I'm going to get my rich man socks.
Good luck with those.
Is that going to be a life changer for me?
You'll feel like $1 million.
Okay.
You were gone the other day. On Monday, I got for Father's Day, I got the same exact sneakers as Curtis has. I mean, same color, same size, same brand. And so I look at Curtis, they're gray, they're kind of stylish.
Yeah.
And I said, you got no socks on, though. I can't wear them without socks. He says, no, I got the little socks, little like
the ankle socks or something?
Yeah. Like you can't barely see them.
Right.
And he shows.
Don't they slip off into your heel ever?
No.
Ken looks at him and rolls his eyes and goes, rich people.
The ankle socks was the breaking point?
It's tongue in cheek, but it's one of those accessories that only rich people
think
of.
Did you say rich people's stuff?
Yeah, yes. Rich people's stuff.
He says rich people's stuff.
No, I'm going to Hadley tomorrow, so I'll make sure to take a picture of Plymouth Rock.
Is Hadley part of her district in Plymouth? Those two towns close?
What?
All right, and don't forget to check out the brand new edition of Enough About Me, Kirk remembering his mother who passed away a year ago on this very date back last June. Very emotional podcast, as you might expect, Curtis. We were both there for the eulogy. Both eulogies for his mother and father were unbelievable, and he gives you a little glimpse into that.
The eulogy for his mom was, it's never left. Like, that was just unbelievably delivered, well done.
Absolutely. So, brand new Enough About Me up. We'll talk to you next week. And in the meantime, I have friend.
Brant Wall from Sports Illustrated / Fox doing a story on the human rights issues there and how women aren't even able to go to matches to watch them there. I have a friend who's Iranian, and she really struggles. She wants to root for her home country. She was born in the United States, but her parents...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.